Time to have a look at sport on this Friday morning, July 23. And Tim Robertson from Fox Sports joins us. Timmy, good morning to you. More controversy surrounding rugby league players breaching the bubble. This time it's a New South Wales player just before game two. Good morning to you, Tim. What's going on?
Yeah, morning, Luke. Yeah, crazy stuff, isn't it? This was a breaking story overnight. Now, an investigation into allegations that New South Wales utility Appy Corrissau breached the State of Origin COVID bubble rules by allegedly bringing a woman into camp, not once, but actually twice. It's alleged the woman is not his wife as well and entered the camp twice ahead of game two, which Appy Corrissau was actually the 18th man for New South Wales. He was on debut this series and ended up playing a game in game three for the Blues. Now, New South Wales Rugby League have reported the allegations to the NRL Integrity Unit, and they were doing their investigations. And the woman has claimed that she met Corrissau on Instagram. After chatting on Instagram earlier in June, and says she was meant to meet with him a third time as well, but it's alleged that he had cancelled that meeting because of the trouble that Queensland forward Jai Arrow got in ahead of Game 3, and he was booted out of Queensland camp. So really, really interesting allegations at the moment. It is also reported that the woman contacted Corrissau's wife to tell her about the alleged affair. So yeah, look, it's a crazy story. It's broken overnight. As I said, it's all allegations at the moment, and the NRL Integrity Unit will be looking at this extremely closely.
How dumb are these people? I mean, so it's an alleged affair because he's married, but I mean, if you're going to get caught, he gets caught breaking a COVID bubble.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, that's obviously massive for the game of rugby league. We talk about these COVID bubbles and the protocols that have been put in place to keep the game afloat. But, you know, you're obviously breaking the law as well. You know, these rules have been brought in to keep everyone safe from this pandemic that's happening, you know, right across the world. So, yeah, it's crazy stuff. If Appy Corrissau is found guilty of this, I mean, Jai Arrow, we saw him get rubbed out for two games, one of them being an Origin game. It's going to be quite interesting to see how the NRL Integrity Unit handle this and how the NRL come down on him if he is actually found guilty.
And how his wife reacts.
Well, that's massive too. I mean, the question is, we know that players' wives have all headed up towards Queensland now. They're doing 14 days quarantine before being able to join their partners. It's going to be interesting if Appy Corrissau's wife's up there at the moment doing 14 days quarantine, ready to meet up with him.
Yeah,
a very awkward situation.
What an absolute mess. And speaking of messes, just staying with rugby league for a second, Australia and New Zealand have said they're going to pull out of the World Cup. It's all too difficult with COVID. Surely the World Cup cannot go ahead without these two rugby league powerhouses. They'll either have to move it or just cancel the whole thing, won't they?
Yeah, look, you'd like to think so. I mean, the World Cup have reacted. The International Rugby League Board have reacted and saying, oh, well, this is disappointing at such late notice. It was only a week ago that we said the whole event's going ahead. And to have Australia and New Zealand do this, you know, we're going to have to sit back and have a think about what happens next here. Some people have called for Australia and New Zealand to be banned for the next couple of World Cups because of this. Now, come on, can you blame Australia and New Zealand for making a decision like this? A World Cup that's supposed to be held in England at the end of the year, you know, with the COVID pandemic that is going on, it's just absolute ludicrous that they're even thinking about running this event. I mean, don't get me started on the Olympics, and then we'll talk about that in a minute. But I think it was just a smart decision by the Rugby League Commission here in Australia and, of course, over in New Zealand to pull both teams out of the World Cup. They have asked for the World Cup to be postponed to 2022. Apparently that's not an option, but we'll see if it does become an option, because you wouldn't think a World Cup could go ahead in rugby league without the two powerhouses in Australia and New Zealand. I think a fantastic call and one done for the player and welfare safety.
Oh, look, you're right. Look at the Olympics still going ahead in Tokyo under enormous pressure there to call the whole thing off. It was postponed. And there are still people saying, oh, look, it might all still be called off, even with the opening ceremony tonight. We'll talk about that shortly. Let's go through the NRL and the AFL fixtures. Last night, the Raiders and the Eels.
Yeah, what a game as well. I didn't expect this one to turn out like it did. The Raiders getting the win over the Eels. That's their fourth win in a row. And Ricky Stewart's side have definitely turned things around. That win season jump into the top eight for the time being as well. So the Raiders 12 points to 10 winners. Mike Acebo nearly scoring on the siren to steal it for the Eels at the death, but a great save by Jordan Rapana or Rapana for the Raiders to get them home. And that was a very crucial win for the Canberra Raiders. And as I said, four in a row, and they're starting to run hot. Pretty good result for them.
This is what Ricky does at this time of the year.
Yeah, it does. Look, I mean, and maybe getting rid of George Williams might have been the right decision for the Raiders. And ever since they have, I mean, they've started to turn that corner ever so slowly, but now they're stringing wins together. It could be a right decision. And if you've got the group working together, you never know. Don't write the Raiders off. But the other games tonight, there's the Roosters up against the Newcastle Knights and the Cowboys taking on the Storm.
Okay, AFL.
Yeah, AFL tonight, we've got Port Adelaide up against Collingwood, but the match of the round, no doubt, will be the Melbourne Demons up against the Western Bulldogs. That's a top-of-the-table clash on Saturday. That's going to be absolutely huge. The other one I'm interested in as well is Geelong Cats up against Richmond. Richmond had a good win last week over Brisbane to try and kickstart their season or revive their season again. They're sitting in ninth position, but they're going to have to do the rest of the year without Dusty Martin, of course, who ended up suffering a kidney injury, I believe it was, and he's been ruled out for the rest of the year. So disappointing for Richmond. It's going to be tough for them to go back to back.
And just staying with the AFL, so the organisers are looking at different ways to bring crowds back now?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. The AFL have sort of been looking at what they're doing overseas. I mean, obviously we've seen the NBA playoffs go ahead. We've just seen Wimbledon being played in front of the crowd and Euros, and the AFL are trying to look at that and see what they've done. And they're suggesting a couple of things. And there's a possibility, and I'm not saying any of these are going to go ahead, but one is getting all spectators to prove that they've had a COVID test and show their result to make sure they're negative before entering the ground. Or another one, they could go down would be the no jab, no entry, which would be quite interesting. And I'm sure would cause quite a stir. I'm not too sure if it would work. Very invasive, I guess, culturally questionable as well. I guess a big one, I mean, you probably find out through your listeners, Luke, if the AFL was to do something like this, would they? Diehard fans, would they do that? Would they go get the jab just so they could go and be in the crowd at an AFL game?
Look, I think it's only going to be a matter of time that you won't be able to go most places without proof of vaccination or proof of a negative test. We were talking to South Australia MP Frank Pangallo about that earlier this morning. In the United States, they've relaxed things a lot, but you can't go to concerts without proof of vaccination. You can't go on lots of modes of public transport into public buildings without proof of vaccination. Now, I think it's going to be a way of life here.
Yeah, look, it is. It's crazy, but I mean, there's a lot of people and anti-vaxxers out there that still stand by that they're not going to get the vax. So it's going to create some big headaches.
Yeah, well, don't get it then. But that means you can't do certain things.
Mm, yeah. See the Olympics. Let's quickly mention that little thing over in Japan has caused quite a stir. Of course, postponed last year, and it gets underway officially tonight with the opening ceremony. A stadium that holds 68,000 people, Luke, in the opening ceremony. We know how wonderful it is to sit back at home and watch it unfold. We'll only have 950 people in the stands for the opening of the Tokyo Games tonight, but you know, that's the world we're living in at the moment. And currently, I mean, you know, COVID, I guess you could say, probably is running a little bit rampant over there as well within the Olympics. 82 cases of COVID are linked to the games so far. And obviously four in the village among some athletes as well, which is pretty crazy. So they're really holding their breath that a huge, huge outbreak doesn't happen within the village and amongst athletes. And I know there is still questions from the leaders that you know, there's a possibility that the games can still be cancelled, which is crazy to think that the opening ceremony is tonight. But, you know, if a severe outbreak or something drastic was to happen, that these games could still be cancelled. So we're living on the edge. And as we always say, you and I said it, you know, last year when they postponed, it should have been cancelled. Well, we'll see what happens. But, you know, officially, the game's open tonight. There have been some games played as well. What a tremendous win it was last night for our Ollie Roos defeating Argentina. A 2-0 result. A result was amazing for them to kickstart their Olympic campaign. The Matildas as well the night before got off to a winning start, 2-1 over New Zealand. So it's great to see some winning results already from the Aussies. I'm looking forward to kicking back and watching it. Just fingers crossed, health-wise, everyone can stay safe over there and we can get through the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Kate Campbell and Paddy Mills. What about Paddy Mills, eh?
It's going to be amazing, isn't it? I can't wait to watch Paddy Mills carry that flag. And he's just such a proud Australian. You know, he's off contract at the moment. He's a free agent with the San Antonio Spurs. He's got a $42 million contract there for 4 years, I think he had. Off contract, and he said, I don't worry about the contract at the moment. The money doesn't mean anything. It's representing Australia and the hopes of winning Australia's first medal in basketball and wants to make it a gold. So all his focus at the moment is playing for the Boomers, and apparently the whole team's like that as well. So I'm expecting a huge result for the Boomers, and Paddy Mills will be so proud holding that flag as well, walking out for the opening ceremony.
We'll be crossing to Tokyo live very shortly with Mark Beretta from Sunrise Channel 7, so we'll catch up on all of that. Listen, you have yourself a fantastic weekend. Sit back and enjoy, and you and I will talk on Monday morning, yep?
Yeah, certainly will, Luke. Have a good one.
Good on you, Timmy. Thank you for that. Tim Robertson, Sport.